supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaam Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about the culture of Arba'een, the 40th day of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom. Today, Friday, is the 19th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 25th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today's special, we choose Chapter Al-Hijr, verses 75-77.
إن في ذلك لآيات للمتوسمين.
Indeed, in that are signs for those who discern.
وإنها لبسبيل مقيم.
And indeed, those cities are situated on an established road.
إن في ذلك لآية للمؤمنين.
Indeed, in that is a sign for the believers.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blissful Quran here draws ethical and educational conclusions. It implies that there are various signs for the wise in this didactic biography, for those who wisely draw their own conclusions from every single symbol, collect facts from every allusion made, and learn from every note what is to be learned. Some Islamic quotations indicate that the objective of applying the term who by taken do understand is the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, and his Ahlul Bayt.
Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life and soul just to you.
Let's go to the Arba'in. This is Arba'in. Let's go to the Arba'in of Imam Hussein. Let's perform the Arba'in.
Why 40 days? Because the number 40 holds tremendous spiritual significance in the realm of transformation. Jesus wandered in the desert for 40 days in order to experience purification and come to a greater understanding of himself and his mission. Moses and his people traveled through the desert for 40 years before arriving at their home in the Holy Land. Reciting particular du'as for a period of 40 days is highly recommended in our practices as well. The unit 40 is said to be very effective if a particular dua is recited 40 times or it is recited for 40 days, then its effectiveness is highly increased. Thus, as we perform the ziyarah of Arba'in and commemorate the Arba'in 40 days of mourning of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, we hope and pray that this 40 days of remembrance of Imam al-Hussein brings about a transformation in us by which we can continue to follow the path of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and carry on his message of upholding justice with true faith and a strong sense of sacrifice.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain social, political, and cultural aspects of holding the Arba'in march and Arba'in walk in Iraq. Another aspect that must be indicated here is that with this capacity of millions of peoples and people and pilgrims who woke up to Karbala from various Iraqi cities and various, places, not only within Iraq, but, coming from various countries to Iraq, they rush to Karbala. This event can prove a good capacity for disseminating noble Islamic values, and it can be also a very important seat and important vehicle for giving them admonitions and many lessons regarding the rest of the Islamic teachings. For example, what may be the relationship between Imam al-Husayn al-Salam and Imam al-Mahdi al-Salam, or what may be the consequence of the similarities between Ashura and Arba'in, and what may be the similarities between Ashura and Arba'in on the one hand in the time of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam on the one hand, and the rising up of the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi al-Salam much later. I mean, a phenomenon that will certainly take place. Another aspect is that on the day of Arba'in, not only the individual identity of people of Shi'is are revived, but also Arba'in has been packed with social significance and social and cultural and political significance.
In this part, we learn about lessons from Arba'in Walk. Lesson number one, equality. Right now is probably the greatest example of equality. We see the pilgrims from all social classes, genders, ethnicities, races, walking to Imam al-Husayn. They are all walking side by side and showing their love and loyalty to Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him. The other lesson is helping others. The Mawakib, of course, you see them insisting to help you with any of your needs. If you need a charger to charge your phone or need a foot massage because your feet are tired, then the volunteers at the Mawakib will be more than happy to assist you. Arba'in walking we're speaking about, that is a large potential for public democracy. In fact, Arba'in walking as a cultural and religious phenomenon is a special opportunity and capacity to exchange meanings and ideas within the framework of the eternal movement of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. There are certainly other religious gatherings around the world that have a similar public diplomacy potential for their followers, but when it comes to Shia in the Middle East, it is safe to say that such a large gatherings is unique not only among Muslims, but also the global population. The walking journey has a large potential for public diplomacy, both in terms of inner religious dialogue and also for extra-territorial understanding.
The other benefit that you find during the Arba'in walk is that for days and days, many people, instead of being distracted by this world and engaging in sinful behavior, at least for 2 weeks, you find them more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping away from sin. Most of the youth that you see, they're just there on the walk, keeping away from their normal daily sins that they engage in, believe me. If there's no benefit to the Arba'in walk, except the fact that for 2 weeks you avoid sins, that in itself is miraculous. Today, with all the temptation and desire and sinful behavior, if for 2 weeks you can protect yourself from sin, that is a great achievement. And Arba'in gives you that environment. How does it feel to keep away from sin? How does it bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Millions of people are benefiting from this amazing walk. What does the Holy Quran command us, my dear brothers and sisters? The Prophet, for 23 years, he sacrificed and he gave his community. They came to him, Ya Rasulullah, how can we pay you back for all these services? Not one day did you ask for a favor. So we'd like to compensate you. We'd like to give you back. The Prophet would never speak of his own. He would always wait for revelation. He told his community, let me wait for the instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wahi, the revelation came down upon the Prophet. Ya Rasulallah, tell them the following. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, I ask for no wage. The Quran deliberately uses an interesting Arabic word, ajr. In the Arabic language, you know what you use ajr for? Ajr basically means payment. In a business transaction, if you buy something, the money that you use to pay for that product is called ajr, payment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word payment in the Arabic language in the Holy Quran. Why does God use this word? Ya Rasulullah, they'd like to pay you for the religion of Islam. This is the product that you gave them, Islam. What's the payment they have to pay you in order to get this religion? That is al-mawaddata fil qurba, the love of the kin. Follow and love my family. And mawadda in Arabic doesn't just mean you love them in your heart. You express that love. You show that love in action.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. Please keep us in your prayers and fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Food for thought.
Hello dear friends, and here is a beautiful piece of advice from Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Raza, peace be upon him, the 8th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Silence is one of the doors of wisdom. It yields amicability and leads to every goodness.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the reprehension of revenge. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported to have said, La sudada ma'an tiqamin. There is no glory with revenge. There is no glory with revenge. Revenge is something reprehensible and it's not something good. Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said something in a similar tradition. As he said, hastening to revenge is the greatest of sins. He considers it one of the greatest sins. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following, It is written in the Torah. The Torah, which is one of the books of the Jews. Imam Sadiq said, the following is written there. O son of Adam, if you are oppressed with injustice, then be content with my help for you. For my help for you is better than your help for yourself. Meaning, if you're wronged, if you're oppressed, right? If somebody wrongs you and oppresses you, and you know you have the ability to take revenge on the person, and do so, it's better for you not to do so, but rather be content and happy with the idea that, you know, in the akhirat, in the hereafter, God Almighty will apply His justice and secure your right, from the person who has oppressed you. Finally, Imam Ali, in a beautiful hadith, says the following regarding revenge. The worst of actions of an empowered person is revenge. أَقْبَهُ أَفْعَالِ الْمُقْتَدِرِ الْإِنْتِقَامِ If somebody has power, you know, over somebody, let's say that it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody who holds some government position. Let's say there's a father, right, and when he has a son, and, you know, the son does something wrong, you know, he disrespects his father. This person, his father, he has the power, you know, to take revenge on the child, right, to say, so to speak, to punish him, you know, to give him a slap on the face, right? Taking revenge on the small child, when you have the power to do so, is, you know, according to this hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the worst of actions. And in a similar hadith, Imam Sadiq says the following, Whoever is kind to you, be kind to them. And whoever belittles you, be kind to yourself by ignoring him. You know, so instead of somebody disrespects you, instead of you taking revenge on them, saying something back to them, or, you know, physically, you know, scolding them, reprehending them, right, it's better for you just to ignore them and go on your way. This is more virtuous and morally acceptable. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reprehensibility of revenge in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Today, inshallah, we'll be working on Ayah 6 of Surah Al-Baqarah. In the previous sessions, we worked on the first Ayah, second, third, and fourth, and fifth Ayat. And today, inshallah, we'll be working on the Ayah number 6 in this Surah. The same as the previous sessions, first and foremost, we'll listen to this Ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
So, alhamdulillah, it was a great recitation. Now, let's recite it together. Ready, Fawad, Ali Nasir, and Hussein?
Yes.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم
أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
Now the whole ayah.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنت أحسنت ما شاء الله ما شاء الله So what do you think? Does Allah Almighty talk about the muttaqin in this ayah? It means they, the messages of the ayah or the meaning of the ayah is now different from the previous ayahs. So this ayah is not going to talk about muttaqin. So this ayah, Allah Almighty starts in this ayah talking about those who do not believe. About the non-believers.
Non-believers,
okay? The kuffar. Yeah. So what does Allah Almighty say? Inna alladhina. Inna, the word inna, remember. Inna. Anna, okay, these words, they are like the word, they have emphasizes, okay, the meaning. Inna. Inna says surely. This is an emphasis, okay, to the ayah, the words that come after this. So, inna alladhina kafaru, surely those who do not believe. Surely the faithless people, the non-believers, okay. Surely the non-believers. Kafaru, those who, the non-believers, alladhina kafaru, those who did not believe to Allah Almighty or the divine scripture, the Quran that you have, okay? Inna alladhina kafaru, sawa'un alayhim.
If you scare them?
Sawa'un, if you scare them? No. The meaning is not that.
Yes, it is.
No, sawa means it is equal. It's the same for them. Sometimes you... for example, Fawad Haider comes to me, okay, Ali Nasir? Fawad Haider comes to me and says that, sir, I want to go out. I'm saying, okay, go out. He goes out. Second time, he says, for example, once he comes to me, I want to go out. I say, no, don't go out. He goes out. First time, I allowed him to go out. I give him permission. But the second time, I didn't give him permission, but it was the same for him. Even if I allow him or not, he just goes out. Yes? Or for example, Hussein Rahullah comes to me. He wants to buy something. He says that, sir, I want to buy this mobile phone. I say, Hussein, don't buy this. This is not a good phone, okay? You will regret, really. You don't have to spend your money, waste your money on this. He says, no, I like this. I love this. This is a great phone, okay? I said, okay, buy this. He buys it, okay? The next time that I want to tell him, okay, that, oh, this mobile is so nice, buy this one. It's not his own wish, okay? No, he says, no, I don't like it. So he doesn't listen to me. Even if I tell him good things, he listens, does not listen to me. Bad things, does not listen to me, okay? So non-believers are like this. Allah Almighty says that. Inna alladhina kafaru, those who are non-believers, the faithless people, okay? O Prophet, the faithless people, okay? It is the same for them. It is the same for them, okay? That whether you warn them of the day of judgment or not, it is the same for them. They will not have faith. They will not believe. Why? Because their hearts are dark. Their hearts are locked down. Okay? Their hearts are not in the way of guidance. They are not guided. So, those people that they do not believe. So, it is the message of this ayah. So, one message I want to tell you that those who, like Fawad and Hussein Rahullah, do not listen to your words, okay? Do not give them any recommendations. Do not give them any advices. Okay?
Leave them.
So, even if you tell them anything, nothing. They will not listen to you. So, don't waste your time, okay, on them.
It's our work to say. Yeah.
It is your object. It is your responsibility. Whenever you see someone, he's like going to the wrong path, you got to guide them. But if they didn't listen to you, if they even didn't pay attention, didn't care about you, leave them alone. Okay? سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ أَأَنذَرْتُمْ, even if you warn them, أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ, even if you do not warn them, it's equal for them. They will not believe in you. Okay? So, Let's recite this ayah again, and we will work on tajweed rules. Then, inshallah, in the next ayahs, okay, ayat, in the verses, Allah Almighty will explain, okay? ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. Okay? Then, inshallah, we'll learn.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So now listen to Hussein Ruhullah. Hussein Ruhullah will read this ayah. We will repeat after him.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
أحسن أحسن. Let's recite.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
أحسن. إن إدغام إدغام مثلين yes with غنة إن الذين الذين pronunciation of the letter ذال كفروا plural واو and واو مد is yes كفروا
yes.
سواء مد we have what type of مد is it
مد التبي
مد التبي ما شاء الله but that's wrong
واجب متصل yes
واجب متصل why because the letter حمزة And the harf al-mad, which is alif maddi, both are in the same word, sawa'a. So, stretch it for how many counts?
Four. Two, six.
Uh-huh. Stretch it for what?
Sawa'u.
Sawa'un, ahsan. Sawa'un alayhim. A'anzartahum, a'anzartahum. Okay? A'anzartahum. Nun sakin. Plus dhala, yes. Ikhfa. أأنذرتهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم نون ساكين plus حسين رحمه الله
إخفاء
ذال إخفاء yes
yes
plus إخفاء نون ساكين plus ذال إخفاء أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون لا يؤمنون so you can recite this way let me try
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون لا يؤمنون
If you say this, the message will be a little clear, yes?
لا يؤمنون
They will never believe, okay? لا يؤمنون They will not believe So one of the points in recitation is If you want to recite it, the best way is to pay attention to the meaning of the ayah. Whom Allah Almighty talks to. If Allah Almighty is talking to the mu'mineen and giving them the news of Jannah, heaven, so recite it with the good way.
أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ
But when it comes to kafirin, okay? The non-believers.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ
Like a sad one, okay? Sad voice. We have in recitation, we have different vocals we have, okay? And each vocal sound, okay, has its special purposes. So some vocals, okay, are used to recite in a happy way. Okay, some are in a very hard way. What, for example, it's warning. It's warning, okay? And sometimes it's like for a sad type of recitation. So I hope, inshallah, you've learned something from the explanations, from the tajweed rules in this ayah. So now, inshallah, we'll recite the whole ayahs from ayah first to the sixth ayah together, okay? then inshallah we'll end this session.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Mim. Thalika al-kitabu la rayba fih. Hudan lil-muttaqin. Alladhina yu'minuna bil-ghaybi wa yuqimuna as-salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Walladhina yu'minuna bima unzila ilayka wa ma unzila min qablika wa bil-akhirati hum yuqinun. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, and also thanks to Severe International Schools Network. And first and foremost, thanks to Allah Almighty. Inshallah, see you in the coming sessions. Stay with us. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a question regarding an event which we are slowly approaching. As you know, in the forthcoming days, we are going to be commemorating the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal companions and his beloved family members on the plain of Karbala. A lot of our esteemed listeners right now, they are in the blessed land of Iraq, slowly moving towards the land of Karbala. In the procession for Arba'een, we would like to ask them to remember us in their prayers. We would like to also offer our condolences to all of our esteemed listeners all over the world. The question we want to ask today is related to this most momentous event, and that question is about Arba'een. You know, Arba'een, the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, is, it's meant to be commemorated. We have been advised to commemorate this day, recite the ziyarat of Arba'een. There's a special ziyarat or homage that we are supposed to and have been recommended to recite. The question that arises in the mind is that where did this, come from? And why is it that we commemorate Imam Hussein's death specifically on the 40th day? So fortunately we have some hadiths which kind of allude to perhaps the reason why this could be so. What is the significance of this 40th day? And so we would like to kind of allude to this here today for our esteemed listeners. In a beautiful hadith, it's been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that he said the following, Ya Zurara. Zurara was one of the closest companions of Imam Sadiq and Imam Bakr alayhi salam. He's a very noble and magnanimous student of both of these two a'imma alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq said, Inna samaa bakat ala al-Husayn alayhi salam arba'ina sabahan. Verily, the sky cried for Imam Hussein alayhi salam for 40 mornings bidam, with blood, tears of blood. And then the Imam says, Wa innal arda bakat arba'ina sabahan bisawa. And the earth, it cried for Imam Hussein with blackness. The sky turned black. It turned black out of, mourning Imam Hussein. Wa inna shamsa bakat arba'ina sabahan bil kusufi wal hamra. And the sun, it mourned for Imam Hussein by becoming eclipsed and becoming red. Wa innal malaikata bakat arba'ina sabahan alal Hussein. And the angels, they cried for Imam Hussein alayhi salam for 40 nights. This beautiful hadith has been narrated in Mustadrakul Wasail, volume 10, page 314. This is perhaps the reason why this 40th day is very significant, and we've been advised to mourn up to this day and finish it on this day. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at Arba'een in the words of Imam Sadiq. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Quran Quest, yes please.
Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
آيات الله حمدتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all the brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran one by one and extract its teachings with our dear beloved brother Habib. Tomorrow is also the Arba'een of Imam Hussein, 40 days after the martyrdom of our Imam, standing for the religion of his grandfather Rasulullah and killed while innocent and thirsty. Our condolences to you on behalf of the whole team here on IRB English Radio, and our condolences to you too, Brother Habib, for this event.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I send my condolences to the Islamic Ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and aid us, and hopefully we'll visit the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam as soon as possible. And hopefully you guys most of you guys are listening to us during from Karbala,
from the walk in Arba'een, inshallah. It's always important to commemorate and uphold these traditions so that we remember where we're coming from and why we're doing whatever we are doing. It's chapter 77 of the Quran, that's where we are. Let's listen to verses 35 onwards from this chapter, and we'll be back for the discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
هذا يوم لا ينطقون.
This is a day they will not speak.
ولا يؤذن لهم فيعتذرون.
Nor will it be permitted for them to make an excuse.
ويل يومئذ للمكذبين.
Woe that day to the deniers. This is the day of judgment. We will have assembled you and the former peoples. So if you have a plan, then plan against me. Woe that day to the deniers.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 35 onwards from chapter 77 of the Quran. So, chapter 77, Brother Habib, begins by explaining some of the events that are noteworthy in our life, swearing by this, showing us how weak we are and demonstrating how strong and powerful God subhanahu wa ta'ala is, to remind us that the day of judgment is true. It will happen. And then it describes or it narrates the situation, the feelings, the atmosphere in which the deniers will meet the day of judgment. They see what they have denied. They are in utter horror. They can't do anything. And then there's this smoke, strong smoke coming from what is probably the hell, from a very implying that there's a very vicious fire down there, very huge sparks, and we're beginning to picture the fear the utter defeat that a person and regret that such a person is experiencing there. Now, on verse 35, it says that that is the day on which they speak not. They cannot speak at all. Now, let's address this from two sides. One is the horror in which they can't speak. And the second is, don't they have a right to defend themselves?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Of course, that's a very good question you pointed out to everyone who has a right. It's the day of justice, right? So it's the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the chance for those who were oppressed to speak about how they were oppressed. And if they have a udhur or an excuse, to show their excuse. That's out of justice, right? Then this verse comes and states, this is the day they will not speak. And that's normal. There's no contradiction. Why? Because they have nothing to speak. They have no excuses. This is another way of saying they have no excuses. They have nothing to come and say that, oh, we denied because of this or we denied because of that.
Everything is so clear that...
And it was clear for them in the world. What are they going to come and tell to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than lies?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not true excuses. They cannot come and say something. That's the meaning of هَذَا يَوْمٌ لَا يَنْتَقُونَ. This is the day that they will not speak. This is not saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will... So it's not about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denying them that they're this justice right where they have the chance
they
to
have
excuse.
Nothing to say.
They have nothing to say.
Okay.
Nothing to say. Righteously, as the second verse states, the verse that comes after it, which we'll talk about
we'll
later.
We'll talk about that after the break. Mm. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the whole...